talking about the halachas of Matzil Sadaim, so we mentioned that the main halacha of Matzil Sadaim is Matzil Sadaim Lasuda is for pas. There is a second area where there's a halacha of Matzil Sadaim, and that's for something which is Tibula B'mashka, something which is dipped in one of the seven mashkim. It's water, wine, milk. These are the more common ones that we're going to be dealing with. Most people are not dipping things into blood or even into Dvash. Dvash happens once in a while. Towel is not such a common thing, but water, wine, milk, these things are commonly to dip into these foods. Kahanim would wash for truma, even for dry peiros. Kahanim would wash, peiros of truma had to be washed even though they were dry. That we do not extend to this halacha, even though we were washing for the srach truma, because what was with truma, we do not wash the same way they did. They washed even for dry peiros. We only wash in a situation where the peiros are wet, and this actually means not that they were wet once upon a time, but they are actually wet now. So a person would wash an apple and doesn't dry it off, so the apple is still wet. The person would, before a person eats that apple, if he's eating that, he would have to wash his hands. This halacha of tibula b'mashka, dipping something in mashka, is not limited to peiros. You usually think about it in terms of peiros. This applies to mazonos also, applies to meat. So a person takes a donut and he dips it into a cup of coffee, he has to wash his hands before he eats that donut, because it's davar shetibula b'mashka, coffee, a beaker is water. That's why you don't have problems with bishalakum, Tosfos says, because it's beaker, it's water. So that's why the fact that the guy's making the coffee for you doesn't bother us, because it's water. Well, it's water, you just dipped your mazonos into water, you have to wash your hands. So tibula b'mashka is not limited only to peiros. Tibula b'mashka applies to now something which is normally eaten not by hand, something which is normally eaten with a fork or with a spoon, even though it's wet, you do not have. So a person would make vegetables for supper, and he makes it in a sauce. He doesn't have to wash his hands, because normally they're going to be eaten. Cooked vegetables are normally not eaten by hand. They're eaten with a fork or with a spoon. The Mishnah Berurah says, for example, cucumbers are a vegetable. You take them out of the pickle jar. Your pickles out of the pickle jar, they're still wet from the pickle. The pickle juice, you have to wash your hands before you eat those pickles. So there are many areas. Now, there is a sheet of Rishonim which says you do not have to wash for peiros. The Mishnah Berurah makes a strong argument that opinion is the minority opinion. The majority opinion is that you have to wash, so we wash without a bracha. Because of in deference to that minority opinion, we wash without a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah is very strong that a person is eating something which is tibula b'mashka, something which is still wet. Person has a choice of drying it off. You want to wash your grapes and then dry them before you eat them, fine, you don't have to wash your hands. But you want to eat the grapes when they're still wet, you have to wash your hands before you eat them. Have a good morning, have a good Friday.